You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Around 1,500 jobs in the St. Paul Public School District are set to be eliminated. Blue Line light rail commuters brace for a 7-week closure of the route. And it's a matchup baseball fans dream of tonight. But first, the Department of Justice is asking for more time to return Rene Goode's SUV to Minnesota. According to new documents filed by the DOJ this week, they're asking a Minnesota judge for an additional 2 weeks to respond to a motion filed by the widow of Rene Goode, who was fatally shot by an immigration official in her vehicle this past January. Following months of local protests and intense national debate surrounding the incident in South Minneapolis, federal authorities stated they're actively seeking to resolve the property request without further court action. A judicial ruling on the extension is expected to determine what will happen next. A fleet of 70 high-capacity buses are preparing to take over for Blue Line Transit rail commuters ahead of a 7-week closure. This comes as Metro Transit carries out a historic infrastructure upgrade to overhaul its 20-year-old light rail network. Metro Transit spokesperson Drew Kerr says they're developing a coordinated fleet of 60-foot buses running every 15 minutes to mimic light rail capacity between Minneapolis and Bloomington.
This is probably the biggest project we've ever undertaken since the Blue Line opened 20 plus years ago. And the length of the closure is just a reflection of how much work we need to do.
Construction begins Monday. On the heels of U.S. District Chief Judge Patrick Schilt's denial of Department of Justice subpoenas targeting Minnesota Governor Walz and other elected officials, saying they were politically motivated and without merit, Governor Walz is taking some action of his own.
Walz's office has filed 16 Freedom of Information Act requests with multiple federal agencies seeking records, communications, and writings from the Trump administration. Walz says Minnesota has been subject to more than 100 federal demands, investigations, lawsuits, and threats to illegally withhold critical funding from the state. Actions, Walz says, amount to a coordinated campaign of retribution. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A Twin Cities woman who pleaded guilty yesterday to assaulting federal agents during an operation last summer was given a $25 fine and walked free from a downtown Minneapolis courtroom. Isabel Lopez was accused of assaulting officers as they executed a search warrant at a Lake Street restaurant, which the federal government says was a part of a drug trafficking operation and not immigration related. As a part of her plea, Lopez admitted to throwing a softball at a Hennepin County deputy and was given a year of probation. Amazon workers hoping to disrupt Prime Day operations this afternoon. Workers organizing with advocacy group Awood Center holding a protest outside the MSP 1 Amazon warehouse in Shakopee to demand higher wages. Outreach coordinator Abdirazak Abdi.
The employees have said that life has been hard. Inflation is hitting them hard, and their wages are not enough to support their work and their life.
Abdi says workers are also fed up with unnecessary write-ups, unfair treatment from management, and want employees with temporary status to be given permanent status. Around 115 jobs in the St. Paul Public School District will be eliminated after school board members approved a new preliminary budget last night. The budget addresses a $14.3 million budget deficit for the 2026-27 school year caused by declining enrollment and rising costs. Minnesota school districts need to send preliminary budgets to the state by June 30th. Storms that brought heavy rain to the Twin Cities last night forced the first official postponement at the newly opened Mystic Lake Amphitheater in Shakopee. In a social media post, the venue wrote that the Dave Matthews Band concert would be postponed until August 31st, and all previously purchased tickets would be honored. The venue's next show is tomorrow night with the Guess Who taking the stage. It's a matchup baseball fans dream of tonight with Twins ace Joe Ryan facing off against Shohei Ohtani and the LA Dodgers. Twins Major League Field Coordinator Toby Gardenhier tells WCCO Radio's Vanita Sakar that he expects Ryan to compete after missing yesterday's start with an illness.
Yeah, he's doing good. He threw a bullpen the other day, and he looked great during the bullpen, and I think he's feeling a lot better. I think there's something going around there that everybody's getting, but he threw a bullpen the other day. He looked great.
First pitch is set for 6:40 here on WCCO Radio. Finally, a new restaurant from the owner of Awamni opened today at the Guthrie Theater to much excitement.
Indigena has more than twice the space of Awamni and features food from local and national indigenous producers. Many of the ingredients used date back to pre-colonization times, meaning it's 100% authentic.
And the first time we walked in, you said...
Oh, it smells like my grandmother's house.
Hawakam Blakey White Cloud and his wife Tessa, who are also big fans of Awamni, have returned from Winnipeg to experience this cultural dining experience.
There was pawpaw, which is a deciduous fruit that grows along the northeastern part of North America, which is like a cross between a mango and a pineapple, and they made a custard out of it for a dessert. And we were like, A, didn't know this existed, but B, this is super delicious. So learning about the history of North America, but through food.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.